Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I am a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. In 1837, the public hanging of convicted criminals was a commonplace feature in Barbados. In fact, this form of sentencing was a well-established component of the British colonial justice system and was intended not only to punish the condemned, but also to serve as a visible public warning. The gallows was therefore, by design, a public stage upon which the authority of the colonial state was meant to be performed. But on this day, June 26, 1837, the show did not go according to script, and what had been intended to be a swift execution of an enslaved man named Robert instead unfolded into a protracted and deeply unsettling ordeal. Not so much due to the occasion itself, but according to a report that was published in the Barbadian a couple days later, it took three ropes to hang Robert. On the first attempt, the rope broke. Officials regrouped and a second rope was produced and rigged. That too also snapped. It was only upon the deployment of a third rope, which was reinforced by Dublin, that the sentence of the court was at last carried out. By the time it was over, whatever solemnity the occasion was intended to command had long since been given way to something closer to chaos, and among some of those present to visible distress. Robert had been convicted of the attempted murder of his master, Mr. Gill, and sentenced to death. The verdict was delivered by a court drawn, as was customary during that period, from the same class of men as the alleged victim. The newspaper also noted that not once did Robert make a confession. This was despite the chaplain of the jail, along with Mr. Joseph Thorne, a man of recognized moral standing in the community, attending Robert throughout his final days. They visited him repeatedly in his cell with the purpose, among others, to prepare him spiritually for death. During those visits, neither man was able to obtain any acknowledgement of guilt or a gesture of remorse from Robert, nothing that might be taken, even loosely, as an admission that the court had got its man. To the contrary, the Barbadian reported, quote, "To the last moment of his existence, we learned that he protested his innocence," unquote. 1837 was just 3 years after the formal abolition of slavery, and the island was still under the apprenticeship period, or what was regarded by many as slavery by another name. So public punishment was one of the mechanisms by which the planter class maintained its grip on social order during an extraordinarily volatile period, as seen with Robert's hanging on this day, June 26, 1837.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.